The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Kudus HaKesef, which is the Hasogis of the Shach on the Taz, in Yerudea, Simon Kuf Chav Dal, Hilchus Yayin Nesach, brings a tshuva, b'shem the Mabit, and the Red Baz, they talk about a tshuva Sarash. And the Rash says over there that Karoim, that a Mechal Moyadim, and Karoim were a sect in the times of the Rishonim, that was Kaifer and Teresh Baal Peh. So somebody's Kaifer and Teresh Baal Peh, L'Chayr, that itself makes him an Apikairis. But in terms of becoming a Kaifer L'Chol HaTerukulo, the Karoim, he says over there that they were Mechal Moyadis, which Pashtus means Mechal Moyadis is the Lashon of, that they were Mezalzon L'Chol HaMoyed, which is not in the Torah. So the Rash says over there, the Rash, one of the Rishonim, which we don't have his tshuva, but it's brought in tshuva Sevadisvar, like we said over there, is Ki'ilu Mechalim Shabbos V'Koyfim B'Kol HaTorah Kula V'Yenem Yayin Nesach. It means that the Mechalu Yom Tovim, what it means is, we have the Gemara by us, Mechagiri Daf Yudches, that the Maimon Chazal Mevazos HaMayadois, Pasuk says, is the Gemara brings, the Pasuk says, Chag HaMatzis Tishmor, and the next Pasuk says, Aleihem HaSeichel L'Sas L'Lucho. So what do we learn out? That somebody who is Mezalzel in Yom Tovim is as if he's Koifer, as if he's an Eged Avod Zor. See, he says, and that's his din, Yena Yayin Nesach, his Shchita is not Shchita, so on and so forth. L'maisa, the Mashmoyus of the Gemara is, based on this, the Mevazes HaMayadis is Deraisa. Mechal Es HaMayadis, Mechal Chol HaMoyd, Kedushas Chol HaMoyd, is Deraisa, that would certainly seem to be the Mashmoyus L'Halocha of the Rash. Toysis Bayos and Avchut Chesam and Aleph, is Masi, that the Gemara Moyd Kotten seems clear that Chol HaMoyd is the Rabbanim. What does the Rash hold? The Rash seems to hold, like Rashi by us in Chagigah Daf Yud Ches, that Mevazah Mayadus is Deraisa, and Memelo his din is to become an Apikaris of the Koifer B'chol HaTerukula, and Dina Yena Kiyaynes. What does one do with the Sugid? Tais the Chayim is a Pasha Tetaina. How could it be that Chazal were Matir Dovah Ha'ovid if Issa Malach on Chol HaMoyd is the Rabban? L'maisa, this seems to be Yerushalmi, the Ramban discussed in my cotton that Kedushas HaMayadis, Chol HaMoyd is the Raisa. What does one do with Dover Ovid? One has to say that the Issa the Raisa of Chol HaMoyd is subjective. If one stam does Malach on Chol HaMoyd, that's a Mevazos HaMayadis, that would be an Issa the Raisa. It's not that there's an objective Maisa Malach, which is a Maisa Issa. Shabbos, Yom Tov, this is the same way one is not allowed to eat Chazer, one is not allowed to eat Basar B'Cholom. Doing a Maisa Malach on Yom Tov is an objective Maisa of Chil Yom Tov. Chol HaMoyd, all Malachas are subject to whether they're Mechal, the Yomim. At Kama that a person is doing something only because it's a Dover Ovid, it's not Mevaz, it's not Mechal HaMoyadis, it wouldn't be over there, it's a Chiddush. That L'Chol seems to be the case. I'll just point out an interesting expression of this. B'chol HaTerukula, there's a klal that if somebody does something where even if his enem is scavin to do something else, for instance somebody drags a bench along the floor, the Gemara says that even if schlepping the bench along makes a hole in the ground, that since that's not his intent, it's called a dovash enem iskavin. However, if it's a psik resh, if the bench is head off, that it's for sure going to make a hole in the ground, that's cool, that when you drag the bench, you're also, by intent, making a hole in the ground. Chol HaMoyd, the poskim quote the Chazon Ish, that if somebody does something which only does a melacha, al yidei psik resh, is not over on an issa of melacha Chol HaMoyd. For instance, a housewife wants to wash her porch on Chol HaMoyd. There's no issa in cleaning up on Chol HaMoyd. However, when she washes her porch, some of the water drips over the side, and as soon as she fills up, especially in Israel where they do sponja, the porch fills up with water, the water spills over the side, and it drips on the grass below. There's a psikoresha that one is watering the grass al yidei doing a melacha, al yidei doing the sponja. The Chazon Ish says it's mutter. Why? Because the geder of doing malacha on Chol HaMoed is not the same thing as doing malacha on Yom Tov. Chol HaMoed is only malacha if it's a chil lebizui of the moed. If one is washing the porch, the water drips, that's not a problem. There's no objective maisa issa in doing in having the water drip on the grass. But for the same, the same idea would be true even if it's deraisa, that if one does something only because of the davar avid, Chazal were mishayir that would not violate the spirit of the day. That's not called mevaze samayadis. That's not chil of the yoyim, even if it's a maisa malach. This is what to add to this discussion. Even if we say that Chol HaMoed doing malach and Chol HaMoed is deraisa, as it would seem from the Rash, the sheet of Rashi, we had not like the Tesis. Rashi in Chul Navhei says, why is a mumal l'shabbos a mumal l'chol haTorah kula? Rashi says, famous Rashi says, he's kameid edus sheker negen maisa v'reishis. Rashi says that the reason why he has no connection with chol haTorah kula is kilo he threw off totally Torah, he's only mechal shabbos, is because he's made berabim that the Rebbein Shalom never created the world. There's no meaning, there's no significance to the whole Bria if there's no Shabbos. If there's no Shabbos, there's no Bria, there's no 6 days, there's no 7 days. He got rid of Kol HaTorah Kula. Rav Kiva Eiger, in his Chiddushim, Bava Kama Dafayin Aleph, points out on this Rashi, points out a Ha'orah Neged Ramo and Eben Ezer Kupchov Gimel. The famous discussion of the Achronim, the Ramo, the Tevushah has Narichos and Hilchos Shechita, that the Ramo Pasim, if somebody would write a get, it's an Eben Ezer and Hilchos Gittin. Let's say somebody writes a get on Shabbos. Person wanted to divorce his wife, was desperate to divorce his wife was desperate to get divorced. He wrote the get on Shabbos. I don't know which Bezdin was there. No Bezdin. He wrote his wife a get on Shabbos. Or on Yom Kippur, it's possible. Because if he writes it, then he's a mumer. He's a mechal Shabbos. He's a mechal Shabbos. He becomes a goy. If he's a goy, his ksivas get is possible. Frek to Kiveger, that the Ramah says Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Rashi in Chulin says that the reason why a mumer Shabbos and a mumer l'chol haTorah kula is because he's made Keneged Maisa Bereishis. That's only Shabbos. Shabbos is all about that the Rebbein Shalom created the world in 6 days, he rested on the seventh. What does that have to do with Yom Kippur? So Kivega says, obviously the Ramah is going here with a different reasoning why a Mechal Shabbos has a din of a Mumel L'chol HaTorah Kula. Obviously Shabbos and Yom Kippur don't share Tzad HaShova based on being made on Maisa Bereishis. The pshat is, Prima Godin seems to imply, that the pshat is just that Yom Kippur is so chomer that if somebody is so low as to do malach on Yom Kippur, he's choshen b'chol haTorah kula, v'stami doesn't keep the rest of Torah, v'stami doesn't recognize the rest of Torah. But not that halachically the writing of the get on Yom Kippur would render him the same thing as a mechal Shabbos. Open up the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Shabbos. Rambam is in Perek Lamed, Halacha Tezvov. The Rambam says something else. The Rambam says that Chil Shabbos is an ois. The ois that there exists a bond between Klai Yisrael and the Rebbein Shalom is Shabbos. Mila is an ois. That's why, to a certain extent, the person who's not Gemal has certain halachas has a din of a goy, but an oral to a certain extent is a goy because it's an ois also. But Shabbos, the main ois between Klai Yisrael, oisi beni veneichem, if somebody is mezalzel in that ois, and he has no kesher with the Rebbein Shalom, it's cut off from Klai Yisrael. That's the pshat that a mechal Shabbos v'fehezin, not like the Rashi. There's something about it being an ois. On that level, it could be that Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, and then a mechal Yom Kippur v'rabim would have the same things as a mechal Shabbos. That might be the pshat in the Ramah. This is l'chayre. If you go with the Rambam, it's shaykh. I will add in parentheses another idea in this Indian. The Shita of the Ga'onim is brought in Eben Ezer Memdal. This is a tremendous maramachim la'alocha. It was discussed in many instances. The Shita of the Ga'onim is that a mumer, a person who has a din of a mumer l'chol haTorah kula, en kiddush of toifis, and ma'odi tochim, if somebody dies and his wife is left over, he didn't have any children, his wife is zoku le'yibum l'chalitza, if the brother of the mess is a mumer, then she would not be zokuk l'chalitza, he doesn't have a din of a member of Klal Yisrael. So the famous truvas from the Rogachev and other poskim in the 1920s and 1930s after World War I, there were instances of people in the free world that died, and their only brother was in Russia. The brother was already an avowed communist, he was already koyfer b'chol haTorah kula, And the shaila was whether you can be mitzarif the shita of the goyinim to render the woman free to be muteres l'shuk. Why? Because the brother is not zayik l'chalitza. The brother is not a member of Klai Yisrael. It's as if he doesn't have a brother. What would be the rationale behind making him not a member of Klai Yisrael? If we say that he's a meirei d'sheker, so he's not a member of Klai Yisrael. He has a din of a mumra, he has a din of a rasha. He doesn't have a din of kedushas Yisrael, but that he's not a member of Klai Yisrael. If we say that the pshat is the connection between the revenge and Klai Yisrael is expressed in the ois, if he has no shaks to that ois, he's severed his link to Klai Yisrael. He doesn't have a din of a member of Klai Yisrael. So really, he doesn't have a din of a brother to be zoikik leave mechalitza. It's just as an aside. Let's go back to what we were discussing, the sheet of the Rash, which is Negeh Chol HaMoed. Why, if a person is mevazik, even if we say the Chol HaMoed is deraisa, why, if he's mevazik, Kedusha's Chol HaMoed, does that have a tzara shova to make him into a mumul Chol HaDayikul like Shabbos? We said, if it's Kameid, Mamaisa Bereshis, has absolutely no shaykhis with Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is not an edus on Maisa Bereshis. Even though we say in Kiddush, the Yomtiv, is Zeichel HaMaisa Bereshis, but it's pushing it a little bit. To say that he's kekoifu b'maisa bereshis because he's mechal me'adus of Chol HaMoed is not mistab, it's not reasonable. If we say that Shabbos and Yomtiv is a nois, if we say that the reason is because Shabbos is a nois, so we can say that Yomtiv is also a nois, like we just said by Yom Kippur, according to the Rambam, and then we can say the Shita of the Rash is going with Rashi, the Chol HaMoed is deraisa, but it's not going with the Pshat of Rashi as to what the choymer, the severity of a Mechal Shabbos and Yom Tov is. According to Rashi, the severity of Mechal Shabbos is Kameid B'maisa Bereshis. According to Rashi, you'll have to say like the Rambam, it's the Ois, Chol HaMoed is also an Ois. Where else do we have a discussion if Chol HaMoed has the same status of an Ois as Yom Tov? Tefillin of Chol HaMoed. What is the Geder of Kedushas HaMoyados on Yom Tov? We don't wear Tefillin. Why? The Gemara says the reason why we don't wear V'hoya Lois al Yodcho Yotze Shabbos, Shu Ois Ba'atzmoy. Yom Tov is also an Ois. Oisi Beni Veinechem includes also Yom Tov, the Gemara says. What about Chol HaMoed? So here we have the famous Machlokes, the different Minhagim of whether Chol HaMoed we wear Tefillin or not. Reb Chaim, interestingly enough, Reb Chaim was very strong in the Brisket Mishpacha. They're very strong about not wearing Tefillin Chol HaMoed like the Minig of the Goyin, not like the Minig of Ashkenaz. And they didn't put on tefillin. They found excuses not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And Reb Chaim explained that l'daitoy, the ikur reason why we don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov, is not because of kedushas hazman, but it's because of the ois. In which case, Chol HaMoed is nichlal in the ois. Reb Chaim was moisev a chiddush, which somewhat is against what we're saying. We're discussing the whole time the shita the Rash that Chol HaMoed has the same severity because it's deraisa. Reb Chaim clearly explained, written b'shem Reb Chaim, that Chol HaMoed would be considered an ois even if the issur melachon Chol HaMoed is derabbanon, but the kedusha of the yom is deraisa. There were others that were noig that if they went to work on Chol HaMoed, they put on tefillin. They didn't go to work. They didn't put on tefillin. There's no makor to it, but it just brings out the point. If one goes to work, so it's hard to see in his activities rushing out to work to catch the train to the train downtown, is his day gepravit b'kedusha samayados somewhat less. But if we look at the day as an expression of the ois between the Rebbeinu Shel Klal Yisrael, even if the Issur Melacha is derabbanon, then lemaisa the kedusha of the day is deraisa, insofar as being an ois is concerned, one wouldn't put on tefillin. Just to add a little bit to that, Chol HaMoed, where do we find that Chol HaMoed is a hemshich on the first day of the day? Chol HaMoed is there's some type of interim day, but Chol HaMoed has Kedusha. The Torah says, when the Torah defines Chag HaMatzis, the Torah says Shivas Yom Toichlu Matzis. The expression of Chag HaMatzis is 7 days, even if you don't hold like the Goyin, famous Shita, the Goyin, that for 7 days there's a mitzvah every time a person eats matzah on Pesach. There's a mitzvah same deraisa, that's for sure called Chag HaMatzis. The ois, which is expressed in the mitzvah sayoim, is for 7 days. Even if you don't have like the goyim, the kedusha of the yomim is one chativ, one unit of shivas yom teich l'matzis. The same thing is true on sukkahs. Even the not eating chometz is also the expression of the kedusha of shivas yom teich l'matzis. Sukkahs, the Rambam says clearly, it's not a pshat that whenever a person eats in a sukkah, he's mekayim a mitzvah. Shivas yomim odom kaveya beisei arai v'sukose kva. For 7 days a yid lives. This is an important lesson to take into sukkahs. Not the pshat that a yid eats in a sukkah and he gets a mitzvah. For 7 days a yid is kaveya himself that he lives in the sukkah. Again, if somebody goes to work for a 10-hour day, he comes home and he eats a bite in the sukkah and he goes to sleep inside, I don't know how much he's being kaveya, his bias in the sukkah. But the expression of sukkahs, the way the Rambam brings it out, is that for 7 days a person's kaveh that he lives in his sukkah. So of course the whole 7 days, yeah, ism alocha, not ism alocha, of course the whole thing, the whole unit of 7 days is one unit of chaga sukkahs taslok. That's all in oise. L'gabi tvilin, l'gabi what we're saying, as far as an oise, that a person would be mevaza samayadis, v'mechal cholamoid, v'mechal yomtiv rachmon, he would be considered a mumul cholatari kula, if you hold that zeraisa, and you hold that the rationale why a mechal shabbos is considered to be a mumul cholatari kula is based, like we said, on ois, like the Rambam, not like Rashi, that's based on a kviro b'maisa bereshis. Like we said, the practical, a person does go to work, doesn't go to work, a person does eat in the sukkah, doesn't eat in the sukkah, I don't know if that's kaveh. The kedusha samayados itself is the kaveh that the day is an ois.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.